Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
From KYW News Radio 103.9 FM, this is Bridging Philly, connecting our communities on the issues that matter to you. Presented by Gift of Life Donor Program. Register as an organ donor at donorsone.org.
Hello, I'm Raquel Williams. Welcome to Bridging Philly. Swimming is not only for recreation, it's also a life-saving skill. However, in many communities, there's a lack of access to that activity year-round, and for some, there's also a fear of the water. There is history behind swimming in the African American community, and I talk about it with the creator of the pool exhibition at the Fairmount Waterworks, a legendary swim coach from Philadelphia who helped thousands of Black children learn how to swim, and the director of education and research for diversity and aquatics.
We'll be a much better society if more people get in the water and swim.
And Charity Howard catches up with FIFA FanFest.
This is how large it is. You need a golf cart.
All that's coming up on Bridging Philly.
The story of swimming in America is also a story about access, exclusion, and the long shadow of segregation. For generations, Black families were denied entry to public pools, pushed out of recreational spaces, and left without the life-saving skill of swimming. Those policies didn't just shape leisure, they shaped fear, generational trauma, and disproportionate drowning rates that persist today. Understanding this history means confronting how public infrastructure, racial violence, and cultural narratives combined to keep entire communities away from the water, and how today's advocates are working to reverse that legacy through education, representation, and healing. Joining me today are three leaders who have dedicated their work to reshaping the aquatic landscape. Victoria Prezia is creator of the Pool exhibition at Fairmount Waterworks. She's also founder of Habitech and the Blue Green Fund, along with Blue Revolution Games. Dr. Angela Beale Taufik is Director of Education and Research for Diversity in Aquatics. And Coach Jim Ellis is CEO and head coach of PDR Swimming for Success, whose 5 decades of leadership have opened the water to thousands of young swimmers. Welcome, everyone, to Bridging Philly.
Well, so great to be here.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
So let's get right into it. And everyone can just kind of chime in here. How did segregation, Jim Crow laws, and discriminatory public pool policies shape African Americans' access to swimming?
One of the first things I'd like to say is that it was not just the Jim Crow laws, how segregation really began in terms of swimming. With diversity and aquatics, we focus specifically on understanding that drowning is a neglected public health threat impacting all. We look at it through the lens of public health. And so one of the things we want to say is that it is a history. Yeah. And so we lead with Sankofa, the need of understanding your past to become forward into your future. We do need to start where the waters began, which is a part of the reality of the African diaspora in the Atlantic slave trade. Mm-hmm. And one of the great things that brought us together. As we say, water is a healing and combining power. Meeting at the water. Mm-hmm. The water is known as a communal ground, right? In Africa, when you think about it, or when you think about it anywhere around the world. Because drowning, remember, is a global neglected public health threat. And when we look at it, the immigrant populations are the ones that are disproportionately impacted also. And it's very reflective. So the idea of really understanding that being, you know, an African-American here in this space, a part of the displaced people or the descendant of the enslaved, understanding that we were and are one with the water and coming home is a goal, and understanding that we are now here in our country a part of a collective history as well as a collective trauma.
Yeah.
That is where it really began.
I'm glad you said collective trauma. And, you know, I asked the fancy question in the beginning, but we can really just go plain speak. Like we were talking before the show when a producer, Sabrina, was going, the conversation out there is, hey, Black people don't swim. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's dive into that, because of course there are Black people that do swim, but collectively, myself, I don't know how to swim. There is a fear of water there, but I'm going to correct that. We're on a mission to correct that for the whole family. But when I saw the pool exhibition, it just opened up just so many realities to me, because there's just so much history there and the generational trauma. It is amazing how I'm looking at this going, is this why? Could this be why? To me, it's just fascinating. So maybe we can just go ahead and go right into the pool exhibition, because the pool exhibition really tells the story, Victoria. And maybe you can talk about how you came to put this exhibition together.
When I was 7, I was swimming as part of a competitive swim club in the Mid-Hudson Valley of New York. And swimming was a major part of my life from that point forward. In fact, I could swim before I could walk. So wow. I swam at 6 months old, and I was a late walker, actually, but an early swimmer. And so by the time that I was in my 30s, starting my company and doing this work in terms of connecting people to water through storytelling and art and innovation, I had no idea about this history, and I came across two books. One is called Contested Waters, a book about the segregated swimming in America and the current day implications of it by Dr. Jeff Wiltse. And then the second one is about the blue mind theory, so biological research that looks at the health benefits of water. And in reading those two books, it was like an ignition point. And I was just looking back at my life and thinking, how did I not know this story? How did I not know this, you know, intentional exclusion? And then I had, you know, started my company based on connecting people to the natural world through water. And it just seemed so very important that, combined with what was happening in the world, 2016, flashback to the presidential election. And so I ended up creating the pool exhibition in response not only to my personal experience, but also to the world as it was at that time. So it began in 2016, but I've worked very hard over a number of years to get the funding to do it, and we didn't actually have the funding in place until 2019. And Jim Ellis is one of the people that I discovered in my research, and Jim was an early believer in the project, I have to say. Mm-hmm. Of all, you know, Jim has a lot of experience in storytelling. He's a wonderful storyteller, which I hope he starts telling us some stories today. But he understood what we were getting at, because what you're talking about, this idea of trying to connect people to a time that seems unfathomable, and a time, you know, in the 1500s when people from Africa and the Caribbean were known as the finest swimmers in the world. And then to flash forward to the 1930s, and that history had been so erased through exclusion. And we know, you know, exclusion happens in all sorts of ways that have become institutionalized and things that it's very hard for you to parse out often, unless you're either experiencing it or really looking for it. And so, you know, this story is meant to have different access points so that wherever you're coming from, you're receiving this invitation to see something new, learn something new, but also relate your experience to it. So wherever you're coming, I think pool was really providing a space for upliftment, for a space of education, and also for healing.
Yeah, and I think it's so well done. There's just so much there to learn. And don't feel bad about not knowing that history. I mean, I knew the stories, but I absolutely never made the connection to how it's affecting us today. And Coach Ellis, I know that's something that for over the 50 years you have been, you know, helping kids get over that fear and making sure that they learn how to swim. And I didn't realize, you know, how deeply involved you were with this project. What was very important to you that this project convey to the public?
Two-thirds of the planet is water. Two-thirds of the planet is water. We're only living on one-third of the planet. The rest of it's water. Water is what we are made of. When they look to explore the planets, they're looking for water. Mm-hmm. Water is what generates life in our world. I got introduced to swimming early on at seven. It was something I took to immediately. One lesson, that was it. I was swimming. It was something I knew that was good for me, and it's good for people. Next is my parents couldn't go to a lot of places to swim when they were younger. Well, once I got of age and things changed, I went to those pools they weren't allowed to swim in, and I swam every day just to make up for them not swimming. But then the other issue is we're living in terrible times for mental health. Yeah. Well, if you swim and swim laps, you relieve that stress, that tension, and you feel good about yourself. There's good vibes that are about that. And so I saw that as a young man. And then coming out of college, they interviewed some prominent people, and they were saying African-Americans couldn't swim because we were built wrong. And that the color of our skin, and that lit a fire into me because I'm a product of the 60s. I was protesting, wanting to make a change in the world. And I could do it through swimming. And so teaching kids how to swim, they got the little Red Cross cards as 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, put it up on the refrigerator, but they didn't go swimming again. So swimming team was a vehicle to get kids to get to learn to swim, then keep them in the water, because now swimming becomes a way of life with their family. And then from there, everybody's not going to be a great world-class swimmer, but they learn water safety. They're comfortable with the pool. It's healthy. It's a family event that they can take part in, and they can branch off into being lifeguards. They have jobs. There's a lot of advantages to swimming that are out there that a lot of people don't know. So that's what inspired me to develop a team, get them swimming at the highest level possible. And then that exposure would help bring other people to the pool.
I love how you pretty much took the power back for your parents, since they weren't able to, you know, go to these areas and swim. But, you know, there are lasting effects from things of that nature. You were able to do that, but so many African Americans were not able to do that and still see the water as something dangerous, something that they shouldn't venture toward, something that they can't conquer as a whole. And I want to get into, don't want to sanitize anything. I want to get into, you know, the things that were happening, that could continue to happen up until this point, that kind of allowed us to keep that mentality, to have that fear, the segregated pools, the violence surrounding using the pool. One picture that struck me in the pool exhibition is the draining of the pool after a young Black child was entered the pool. And we have to remember that this was not that long ago that this was happening. Stick a little toe, your little brown toe in the water, the whole pool had to be drained. Now, that's devastating. Can we talk about those images that are just so striking in this exhibition?
You know, as I was going through this exhibition, there was in the back of my mind this idea of how do we heal some of these traumas without causing more trauma?
Right.
And so if you're constantly seeing these images that are so violent, so unjust, so unkind, and so in a lot of the framing of the images, we are also framing them in a way where we're not focusing on the victim and more trying to put some more attention on what we were, in my mind, thinking of the person imposing this, the perpetrator. We wanted to show these images for one, because they were very unknown, and two, because they are so recent in our history, and three, because I think it shows that connection with these were everyday people.
Yeah.
So one of the, I think, powers of the project, so Jim came on so early on as the angel that he is, and he then opened up the door to people like Dr. Angela Biltafik and others. So there were 17 featured voices, and part of it was to make sense of those images. But I wanted to give them perspective of contemporary voices. So throughout the exhibit, we have these very hard historical moments mm-hmm. in our history, and I wanted to juxtapose them with these inspiring voices of people who are doing incredible work today, in spite, despite, regardless of whatever happened, in their personal lives or in the world, they are continuing. So that was very uplifting. And I can't tell you how many people cried at Poole. And I think part of that juxtaposition was you weren't stuck in the past. I come from a museum background. My first company, Habitech, focuses on interpretation, planning, and design. Museum professionals often get away with, you know, leaving things in the past, but they're not in the past. Yeah. We see this as a contemporary story.
Bridging Philly continues in a moment.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Back to Bridging Philly, connecting our communities on the issues that matter to you.
Dr. Biltafik, maybe you can talk a little bit about diversity in aquatics. What's the main goal of diversity in aquatics?
Our main mission is to empower, promote, and support water safety awareness and drowning prevention in the community, but also nationally and globally. As we said, this is a story that impacts, when we're talking about water safety and drowning prevention, it impacts everyone.
Yeah.
White, black, mm-hmm. purple. It impacts everyone, but it's important, as you said, leading with voice. If we look at the history of how barriers were built to stop, you know, to hinder and yeah. more. Jim Ellis brought me to the water. As I said, like I was North Philadelphia born and raised, and the swimming pool was where I spent most of my days. I'm directly from Nicetown in North Philly, as we say. And the reality is access and information and the idea of understanding the impact of the barriers. Like you said, these stories live today. Being able to empower, promote, and support through diversity in aquatics, we took it on as knowing we're a part of a larger discussion around water safety. Mm-hmm. So, for example, when you talk about water safety in our country, what are the organizations that you think about?
Red Cross.
Yeah. That's about it.
Right?
Red Cross.
The Y or something like
right?
that.
Right? The YMCA. Yeah. There are others. Right? Diversity in Aquatics believes in, we understand the problem. There are keywords that I've already heard. I've heard fear. I've heard barriers. I've heard trauma. I've heard limited access. The reality is, this is not just when it comes to pools. We're talking about infrastructure. We're trying to address the barriers and fears by creating spaces where people can come to the water as they are. The reality is, these barriers still exist. Did you know that we passed our first United States National Water Safety Action Plan just about 2 years ago? Were you aware?
No, I don't think so.
So I want everybody, right? Because we have to know, yes, water safety and learning to swim and swimming lessons are really important. Having a pool, getting access, look at all these barriers. But Diversity in Aquatics believes we have to have an entry point. And that can come through when we're talking about awareness, when we're talking about opportunity, when we're talking about removing barriers. How are you going to do that? Mm-hmm. When people might not ever get a swimming lesson, when people might not ever have access to a swimming pool. Because if a mother, right, one of the things we know, if a parent doesn't know how to swim, the likelihood is that their child won't know how to swim. We can go through the numbers if we'd like. But Diversity in Aquatics wants people to still come to the water, and we want them to have an awareness that could be an educational awareness. Guess what? You can save a life if you know how. Giving you resources that can actually also help you remove the barriers. If someone is deathly ill because of traumas that you can't shake, I am not a therapist, right? We are not, but water is a healing power. But sometimes, what if you just can't get past that? How can you still get people to the water? Mm-hmm. And exhibit, for example, art.
Yeah.
Just being aware and getting information.
Also, to get people to the water by having pools available.
Right.
My success in Philadelphia has been because I had access to pools. And I was able to have access and teach people, grow people, bring them to the sport, and make them comfortable. Teaching senior citizens who never had an opportunity, we brought them to the pool.
And the intergenerational piece. So, you know, a vibrant public pool in a community serves everyone from birth until death, because it's something that you can literally do your entire life. And that's something that Jim really speaks about, I think, beautifully, and that other countries have really created and invested in these kinds of community facilities and infrastructure to meet these generations where you want those generations to come together.
Yeah.
Yeah, my motto is from the womb to the tomb.
Well, you have taught thousands of people in Philadelphia how to swim, and you were talking about you just brought them to the water, the seniors,
yes,
the kids.
Absolutely.
How many of them, the percentage of them who had a fear of the water, how were you able to kind of help them overcome that?
It's just confidence, getting rid of the myths, teaching and getting them to understand which you've been listening to, but it's not true. Mm-hmm. And again, the right facility, the right environment, the environment is important. Having people feel good about themselves. You don't have to kind of look like Mr. Atlas or Bathing Beauty. Just come as you are. Just have some self-confidence, self-esteem about yourself. Let's get in the water and just enjoy it. And that's how you bring them to the water. And then once you get them there, you move them to the next step, to the next step. I call it the art of teaching, the art of coaching, mm-hmm. where I'm passionate about what I do, and I want everybody to swim. My son, with special needs, I had him in the water 18 months.
Wow.
Okay. When I went to the pool, he went to the pool. And that was the name of the game. And like I said, I learned at 7, but I took one lesson. I was swimming.
Wow.
And it's health and well-being. That's the bottom line. We'll be a much better society if more people got in the water and swam. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jim, I don't know if we ever talked about this, but I taught swimming lessons when I was in high school and then in college. And in college, ended up working with kids who had had trauma in the water. So how do you get them back in the water? And I found that, you know, trauma is shared between people who love each other. Mm. So it's almost impossible because there's so much empathy, you know, or the connection. And I often had to separate the parents mm-hmm. because the parents would, because they may have witnessed trauma, the kid may have witnessed trauma. And so the parent would get so nervous and full of anxiety yeah. seeing the kid in the mm-hmm. water. And I've always loved kids and old people, but I always loved kids. And they would want to be held in the water. So, you know, when we had really young ones and we had station one through, mm-hmm. I forget how many stations, right. and there could be station one lifers who really just wanted to literally be held in the water. And so mm-hmm. for an entire summer, that's what you might do for 30 minutes.
That's right.
Exactly. That's right. What we're talking about is really understanding what it means to be in the water. Access is important. So with diversity in aquatics, like we're talking about, access to information and access to educational points mm-hmm. when pools are not available, it will take teams of people and intentionality to support infrastructural change. But what can we do right where we are? The pool exhibition was at Fairmont Waterworks. Diversity in Aquatics, in collaboration, we have been given guardianship over the pool exhibit, and we have been raising funds to make it mobile. We were able to create phase one where it's a standalone.
We have a mobile.
It is alive. We do.
It's an amazing 10x10 pop up. Wow. And Diversity in Aquatics featured it in Atlanta this mm-hmm. past year. It's incredible. And it takes a 5,400 square foot exhibit and it is like a powerhouse blue cube. That's how we really see it.
And we are, because it's like, okay, how can we continue? Mm-hmm. We want to continue to tell the story that is interdisciplinary around the trauma and the realities that exist. And we're also not talking about it from just the standpoint of the child, right? Most of the time, all you hear on the news is about children drowning.
Yeah.
The reality is adults. That number is disproportionately impacting senior citizens, 69 and older, right? And I'll share some stats with you today. Globally, the gap is even wider because we're talking about nearly 1 in 5 U.S. adult women, that's 19.4%, say they don't know how to swim. And that's compared to 1 in 9 men, which is about 11.2%. So when we're talking about how we can approach and bring people to the water, it's about access to information. It's about how can we approach water safety and drowning prevention from numerous ways right. of understanding to allow people to address the traumas that mm-hmm. that are individually experienced. For example, we just had the opportunity collaboratively. We did our Read and Rise with the Philadelphia Pre-K schools, where we read and actually did a water safety, general water safety training, where we talked to parents and staff, anybody, about water safety. We've been doing it since COVID, where we also did read alouds for children. We talk about, hey, Jabari jumps. Maybe you might just get to a kid by reading a story about it, or a parent. We're talking about water safety also equals water stewardship. And so we're approaching parents and communities through Otter Planet, right? Guess what? Everybody's on an app. We're right. talking about how technology can hurt. We've given you one now with a combination of water that technology can heal.
Mm.
And we had an opportunity to collaborate with the Netter Center, working with bringing their camp to the pool exhibit, where we taught them not just about the history of pools and the importance of why we need them and why we should have them. And it served as a common ground where, guess what? We had council people, we had communities, advocates, because the reality is we want pools. Philadelphia used to have the most pools per capita in any city. And when we're talking about this impact of lack of access in pools, unfortunately, the communities where there's lack of access still remained in historically underserved communities, yeah. in African-American communities. And it's not just with pools. And so being an advocate and figuring out where can you stand for healing in this time, and our space yeah. is in the aquatic space, is that we are going to give you access to information. So through the American Red Cross, we are going to give you access to free classes where, guess what, parents and caregivers can understand the importance of knowing what it means to be water safe.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just talking about pools. We're talking about being responsible around water, bodies of water, right. Understanding we have natural water, we have pools, right? You can simulate, but having that information, knowing how to put a life jacket on and the importance of it. But it's the importance of understanding that past history, our why. Why are we doing everything? Because the other part is when we're saying access to pools can save lives, I am where I am today because I had access.
Right.
And there was a communal effort. We are just one of the few, but we are the ones who are willing to still engage in the conversation and not let the fear paralyze us.
You made some excellent points, Doctor. I'm going to ask Coach Ellis to have the last word here. And I want to ask you, Coach Ellis, I want to kind of ask you, and you can just frame it in your own way, you know, how Black communities can kind of reclaim water as the place of joy and safety and belonging. And for those who are on the fence thinking about, oh, maybe I should learn how to swim, maybe I should, you know, what's the message that you want to convey?
I think the biggest thing is understanding the importance of what we're talking about is an aspect of enhancing their lives across the board, enhancing their lives for longevity, enhancing their lives for getting rid of some of the ailments and health issues that we deal with. The water will help that, whether it's a pool, a lake, a creek, or whatever, the water will help that. But we have to come together as a community to do it. Individuals beating the drum, we don't get the attention. And in this day and age with the political climate, I think now's the time for people to rise up and say, let me give it a try. Because I've taught 80-year-old women how to swim. People who have learned to swim, who have overcome fears, they need to spread the word. They need to spread the word to bring other people in. I'm currently at the Croc Center, the Salvation Army Croc Center on Michigan Avenue. And it's a nice facility, but not enough people are using it. They need to come to the pool, come to the water. They need to come to the water. We're there for you. It will help our community tremendously.
Okay.
It will get rid of some of the things that are bringing violence into our community and the stress. It's not a healthy time. And water will change that. Water will definitely change it. I've seen it.
Coach Ellis, how can people learn more about PDR Swimming for Success? Where can they go?
We have a website. Like I said, we're based at the Croc Center, the Philadelphia Salvation Army Croc Center on Wishagan Avenue. People say, oh, competitive swimming. Well, I'm just using that as a tool to bring people to the water. And then once you come to the water, you'll be there for life.
Got it. And Dr. Beal Taufik, how can people learn more about diversity in aquatics?
Well, you can go to www.diversityinaquatics.org to learn more about diversity in aquatics.
Okay.
And we are excited to have you.
And Victoria Prezia, there's a couple of different areas here. How can we learn more about Habitech, Blue Green Fund, Blue Revolution Games, and of course, the pool exhibition?
Well, all of it at habitech.com. And also, you know, one of the things I just want to say, the joy. When you meet Jim Ellis, what he exudes in person is joy. And that's the one thing that I think when you have, when you're purposefully excluded from aquatics or water, that you're also being excluded from that very unique kind of joy that water gives us and nurtures us with. So for the pool exhibition, part of it was also to show beautiful Black bodies swimming, just enjoying the water, being held by the water, and to contradict some of the images that have, you know, dominated the collective consciousness and to help move it forward. So I think the joy, I think, Jim, what you're really doing is you're bringing the joy back and you're saying, here's your invitation, everyone, regardless of what your age and the politics. Yes, of course, but it's the joy.
Yeah.
Well, let me say this. Womb to the tomb, before you're born, you're in water for 9 months. So water is us. We are part of water. Think about that.
Yeah, definitely will. Definitely will. Thank you so much, Coach Jim Ellis. Appreciate your time. Dr. Angela Beal Taufik, thank you. And
thank
Victoria
you.
Prezia, thank you all so much for joining us and sharing this on Bridging Philly. Do appreciate it.
Well, we thank you. I definitely
thank you.
Thank you.
Bridging Philly continues in a moment.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Back to Bridging Philly from KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
Welcome back to Bridging Philly. Well, Philly is set to host the FIFA World Cup this week, and as soccer fans across the city are gearing up, FIFA Fan Festival organizers are building a huge fan complex to meet the moment. Let's learn more on this latest Shara in the City.
This week on Shara in the City, we're revving up for the FIFA World Cup right here in Philly and, of course, the Fan Festival at Lemon Hill. And we're getting a personal tour of the Fan Festival grounds from the man on top himself, Michael Delbain. Now, he said to meet him right here at the intersection of Kelly Drive and Sedgley. I'm so excited. Wait, wow, what is this?
Hey, Shara, it's Melissa Ferdinand from Philly Soccer. Jump on in the golf cart. Let's go take a look.
All right, so who's driving here?
I'm Michael Delbain. I'm the executive producer of the Fan Festival.
I love it. So you guys are giving me a one-on-one special view, getting the VIP treatment, and I'm loving every second of it, up close and personal, and we're getting to see exactly what fans are going to see.
That's right.
I love it. Let's go.
Let's go.
Woo, you can hear it, guys. Yeah.
So we're going to ride right up Sedgley Drive, which goes right up the middle of the Fan Festival footprint.
We're in the cart, if you can't hear it already. This is kind of fantastic. This is how large it is. You need a golf cart.
Over here on the right is our entertainment and activation zone. That's where all of the brands come, and they build these really fun, gorgeous, interactive activations where you can come and get free giveaways and do fun activities. That's where our retail merchandise area is, where you can come and shop for all your FIFA swag.
Love it.
It's where our kids and family zone is. We got a little playground over here and all of that. And then on the other side is really the business side. That's all focused on watching the match. So there's big open spaces for you to set up. There's massive screens and all the food and beverages on that side. So
this is massive.
Yeah, over 1 million square feet of activated space.
And it's active when and when?
So we open on June 11th, and we go straight for 39 days. We are the only fan festival in the United States that has not taken a day off. We're going straight for 39 days to July 19th.
So then we stopped, took our breath, took a break, and really just to look around and really soak it all in and have a conversation. What are some real highlights, you think?
So one of the things that is the premier highlight is that everything that we're doing is 100% free. There's absolutely no barrier to entry. You can come, you can paint your face, you can sing and dance and jump up and down, and you can see amazing entertainment and watch the matches. You don't have to pay a dime.
And now, you know Philly loves free.
We love free. We are the land of the free here in Philadelphia, and we take that literal.
But guys, this is a huge endeavor, and it's right here in Philly.
That's exactly right. But, you know, you can come out here and have an incredible family-friendly experience every single day, 100% free. We announced that on opening day on June 11th. We're going to conclude that day with a finale performance by global music icon Luis Fonsi. That's what Fan Festival is all about. It is the World Cup experience for the everyday person, right? You may not be able to get down and see the inside of the stadium, but you can certainly have a World Cup experience here at Lemon Hill.
So let's talk about Lemon Hill. You guys have covered every grassy knoll you could find.
We have, yeah. Like I said, over 1 million square feet of activated space. We will be out here for a grand total of almost 60 days, a little over 60 days between the build and the strike afterwards. And what's amazing about it too is that we're so committed to leaving the park better than we found it. That this is Philadelphia Soccer's legacy gift to the city of Philadelphia. So we're not only doing Fan Festival here, but we're working alongside the city of Philadelphia for the weeks and months leading up to it and the weeks and months after it. We're spending millions and millions of dollars to improve this park. And this is our legacy. This is our thank you gift to the city of Philadelphia, which is really special.
I love that. So what does that even look like?
So, you know, the city is really taking the lead. You know, the Department of Parks and Recreation and Project Rebuild and all that, they're all coming together to really redesign this park. But imagine all of the things that a park needs. Electricity, water, pavilions, infrastructure, restrooms, all of that stuff. That is what the park is going to be once we leave. So not only are we saying thank you to the neighborhood for letting us be here, but we're leaving behind a better park. And there are probably almost 400 employees out here right now working from sunup to sundown to get this ready. I mean, Philadelphia is taking this seriously. I mean, this is a huge project. It is millions and millions of dollars that we're spending to create this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for the globe to come together. The tagline of Fan Festival is welcoming the world with a Philly flavor. And so we are ready for people from all walks of life, all languages, all cultures. What an amazing gathering and celebration this is going to be. We can't wait.
I love it. So really, what are you looking forward to? Because you said I can't wait. That means something's on your schedule.
Well, I'm looking forward to, there's a moment in every festival where it is a packed house. It is a beautiful summer night in Philadelphia. There are people of all different types coming together and celebrating. And I'm just going to stand there and look out over the crowd. And I'm going to turn to these people who have become like family to me over the past 3 years that we've been working on this project. And I'm just going to say the favorite thing that I get to say is, look at what we did. Look Ooh. At what we did. How beautiful is this?
Right. That's what Philly's all about. It's a Philly shout out.
That's exactly right. I mean, there is no city in the world that does big events better than the city of Philadelphia.
You know it. Now it was back of the golf cart, onward and upward. Here we go. So where are we heading now?
So now we're going up the hill and we're going to the other side of Sedgley. Now this is where the match is really, this is where you watch the match. So you can see there's about 75 people right now working to build the main stage.
I see them.
Everyone's got a mask and a helmet. We're safety first. This is going to be the main stage. This is going to be the massive screen. This is where 10 to 15,000 people a day are going to watch their matches. This is also where you can grab a beer. You can sample one of the 80 different Philadelphia food trucks that will be making up our food and beverage operation. When we say welcoming the world with a Philly flavor, we mean it quite literally. probably.
Yeah, you do. And so, Philly says, thank you very much.
That's it. We're creating an opportunity for 80 food trucks to be involved, for 80 trucks to be able to take advantage of the economic opportunity that is being created by this fan festival. So you come out, you drink a soda, drink a beer, grab something to eat, sit in the grass and watch a match.
Guys, we're talking economic impact. This is big.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure that not only Philadelphians and the people who are lucky enough to be in Philadelphia had a great time, but we wanted to make sure that our city benefited from it. So everybody that we're using out here is local. All of these companies are either local or have a local tie. All of these people that you see working out here are all from the Delaware Valley. They're all from the greater Philadelphia region. We've created a vendor village, which we're calling a festival marketplace, which gives an opportunity for small businesses to be able to come out and vend their wares. That's down at Kelly and Sedgley by Boathouse Row.
And that's really a Philly thing, too. I mean, tried and true.
Absolutely. If you're a local Philly business, especially with a focus on diverse and small businesses, yeah, we want to give you an opportunity to benefit from this as well.
Yeah, that's so what we do best.
That's what we do best, right? We create an opportunity for our own, right? Yeah. We want to make sure that Philly is taken care of. And so there are so many ways that you're going to see Philadelphia not only get to have fun, but benefit from what's happening out here.
Ooh, I love it. And downhill, then uphill. It's a roller coaster, folks. Okay, I'm driving this thing next.
There you go. I'll give you the wheel. You can take the wheel. So this is
Jesus, take the wheel.
This is, now we're in front of Lemon Hill Mansion, and we're looking back. So at the far end, opposite of Lemon Hill Mansion, is where the main stage
is. It's beautiful, man.
It's absolutely beautiful. I will tell you, a special shout out to the Office of Parks and Rec, Commissioner Susan Slauson. That team, Doug Robinson, they have done an incredible job getting this park ready.
No doubt.
This park is so beautiful on a normal day, and they have really pulled out all the stops to get this park ready, and it is just a stunning place to do an event.
All right, guys, you heard it. You got to see this up close and personal yourself. Make it out, man. If you don't make it to the fan festival, then you got to come out, see a game. There's so much here.
But there is more to come. We've got a lot of tricks up our sleeve. We've got a lot of fun announcements that we're going to be making, but you're right. Come on out and join us. It's free. It's family friendly. It's safe. Come on out and have fun.
Thank you for joining us. Bridging Philly is brought to you by Gift of Life Donor Program. Register as an organ donor at donorsone.org. For more information on Bridging Philly, follow KYW News Radio on social media. And if you have any ideas for interesting features that you'd like to share, feel free to get in touch with us at bridgingphilly@kywnewsradio.com. For Sharaday Howard and our producer Sabrina Boyd Serka, I'm Raquel Williams. Be well.
Meet your moment of calm. Primally Pure just expanded their Blue Tansy collection, and the new Blue Tansy Body Butter is already a ritual rooted in real life. It's cloud soft, it melts into the skin, and it's made from scratch with real biocompatible ingredients your body actually recognizes. Grass-fed tallow to fortify your skin barrier, mango and shea butters to replenish moisture, and beeswax for a breathable layer of protection. For mornings that feel full, for days that don't go as planned, for moments that seem chaotic, return to calm with skin that feels restored, protected, and buttery soft.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.